You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 10th day of January. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Tell me about the weather in the United States. Boy, we've got a nice little warm-up going on.
Well, we do. It's been a roller coaster ride here over the last 6 weeks. A lot of alternating patterns of very cold and big warm-ups and sort of back and forth. And I think that's probably what we're going to see here through most of this month of January. It's going to be up and down. So don't get too used to any particular pattern because it's not likely to stay very long.
Speaking of getting used to particular patterns, the folks in California have gotten awfully used to really dry weather. Although it's gotten fairly wet, snowpack is deep, I hear. Can you tell me about conditions in the western part of the United States?
Well, I mean, this is certainly a pattern that we were hoping to see last year with the strong El Nino. And here we are seeing right now a pace of storms hitting the West Coast, where the northern Sierra Nevada snowpack, where the big reservoirs are in California, they are currently running at snow and rain totals that are surpassing the record year of 1982 and 1983. And the outlook for the West Coast, and especially the drought-stricken areas of California, is that the next 4 to 6 weeks, there'll be more of these big storms coming on through. So it's going to end up being a banner precipitation season during their wet season, and just what the doctor ordered. Whether or not it completely erases the drought, we'll see, but there's more on the way.
Does this, because it's in the west and we primarily have westerlies, drive things through the rest of the nation as well?
Well, that's exactly right. Now, the west coast and all of the mountains between here and there going to do a good job of taking away a lot of the precipitation. So by the time they get to the plain states, there's not a lot left. Now, we'll probably see this pattern change as we get into February. Colder weather, more slower moving storms for the nation's midsection will be likely. But until then, it's a very transient weather pattern with these systems moving fairly quickly west to east.
Turn your attention to South America. Give me conditions for both Argentina and in Brazil.
Well, as we look down in the other end of the globe, it's midsummer season now down there. And right now, it's been a pretty decent one when it comes to temperature and precipitation. The outlook for rain in both the key areas of Argentina and Brazil don't look bad. There'll be some dry pockets in Argentina coming on up. Temperature-wise, it is going to get a little bit warm, especially in Argentina. They're looking at one of their warmer stretches of the summer season coming on up, but that doesn't necessarily mean parts dry. There'll be some rain sprinkled in between those warmer temperatures.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, of course, Don Day with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Pick us up online, on demand, anytime you'd like at willag.org. That's willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.